This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Over a million Palestinians crammed into the southern Gaza city of Rafah are bracing for further assault as Israel orders them to move even further south towards the Egyptian border during its war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The United Nations is warning Israel against a mass displacement of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah, right up to the border fence with Egypt. They're subject to deadly Israeli strikes and dire humanitarian conditions. Aid agencies have warned large numbers of civilians could die, and that there's nowhere safe for people to go.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Egypt has threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Israel's Gaza offensive expands into the densely populated border town of Rafah. That's according to two Egyptian officials and a Western diplomat who spoke to the Associated Press. The Camp David Accords have been a cornerstone of regional stability for nearly a half century. Hundreds of supporters of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's party protested in Karachi on Sunday against election results. Those who gathered outside the Election Commission office also condemned the delay in publishing the final tally of votes, which happened more than 60 hours after voting ended. Pakistan's interim government said the vote count delay was caused by communications issues due to a mobile internet outage on election day. The outage, which authorities said was for security reasons, drew concern from human rights